Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. God bless each and every last one of you. This is Faith Focus Fridays, and I am Dr. Lakita, and I'm so excited to be able to come to you on this morning. We are going to be talking about finding faith in chaos, and we're hoping that finding faith in chaos will give you the strength and encouragement needed to find your way back to God and to relinquish your stand in trying to figure out your next moves. Faith is available to us all and for us all, but we must be willing to take on that which we have put on so we can embrace what God has already intended for us. While we are free moral agents and can choose our lives as we will, finding faith in chaos, I believe, will show us the need and the relevance depending on God that we, while we cannot see him, we can experience him daily. We can experience him daily. So we are excited about the Lord, and we're excited about the Word of God. And you understand that Faith Focus Fridays is only 15-minute pause at the beginning of your Friday, at the end of your Friday, or at some point if you're listening to the broadcast. It is just designed to remind you about the power and staying faith-focused throughout the day and week, and using empowerment through simple biblical truths to connect you to real life moments. And we're excited about the opportunity to be able to share. This is really a very powerful, I believe, an important topic of interest in that we learned so many different things about how we move and what it is that we are trying to do. Oftentimes, we find ourselves, according to Hebrews chapter 11 and 1, we know that this is a very pivotal moment in time. It's a very pivotal scripture that we use every week. And we know the scripture. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so we have this ability to see something or do something without having the necessary parts or resources. That's how I look at faith. It's essential to our living and even to our dying. Faith is the essential place of how we move and what it is that we plan. Coming to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And so faith gives us the opportunity to experience that which we have not and to have that which we have not. And so when we do this, we move into a place of agreement. And when we move into this place of agreement, we can then essentially find faith in the midst of our chaos. Daily, we are able to see the effects of disbelief in our atmosphere and in people, along with even within ourselves. But when that disbelief has somehow gotten involved in all aspects of our lives, we find ourselves lost in the chaos of this life. And then it changes the entire way in which we think. When this topic came up for me about finding faith in chaos, I was simply thinking about how God allows us to go about offering ourselves to him through our act of service, through our act of humanity, and through the simple acts of kindness. We find ourselves able to do things in faith and to be people of faith. Faith is in you, and when there is a choice of opportunity to actually move forward and what God has called us to do, we will. But most times, when we look at our lives, we look at the parts that are not so well. And I want to encourage you that you can find your faith in chaos. Regardless to what is actually going on, you can find your faith in chaos. I want to read a very familiar passage, I believe that it's familiar, found in the book of Numbers, chapter 13. And we know this whole book of Numbers chapter 13, particularly that particular chapter, when we find that the 12 spies were sent by Moses to spy out the land in Canaan. And they didn't spy out the land of Canaan because they were getting ready to cross over to that promised land. So Numbers chapter 13, verses 1 through 3 says it like this. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I gave unto the children of Israel. Of every tribe of their fathers shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. Verse 3, and Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And so what we're looking at is the opportunity to see that Moses sent someone to go spy out the land. Let's look at verses 18 through 20. And see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, whether they be strong or weak, few or many. And what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and what cities they be that dwell therein, where they are in tents or in strongholds. And what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether it be good therein or not. And be ye of good courage, and bring of the fruit of the land, now the first ripe of the grapes. And then we're looking at verses 26 through 33. And they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran and to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. They told them and said, we came unto the land whereunto they sent it, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and the fruit thereof. Nevertheless, the people be strong and dwell in the land. The cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea, by the coast of Jordan. But Caleb steeled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they brought up an evil report of the land which they had searched unto the children of Israel, saying, the land through which we have gone to search it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof, and all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. Verse 33, in conclusion, and there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which came of the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we in their sight. And so I came and I thought to do the word of God concerning finding your faith in chaos, finding your faith in chaos. And so here we find that the children of Israel had been asked by Moses to go up and to figure out what is going on into the land of Canaan. And there were some very specific instructions that they received about what they needed to do. And I think that this is a good example of what we ourselves need to also do, too, when it's time for us to go into various new territories of things, whether it be a new job or whatever the case may be. There are certain things that we must do and that we must find out. And so we are not going to find that out if we do not search out the land and do not do a due diligence in the things that we need to do. Most times we are fearful because we don't have enough information. We are fearful because we don't have enough information. And when we are fearful, then we cannot accept the truth. So let's think about it for a moment. Think about your own time. Your fears don't have enough information. There is no fear when you have information. When information has been wrought, then we are able to move forward and to move onward when we have information. When we lack information, then we have fear, and we are not able, and it creates a spirit of chaos, and we're not able to possess and to do and to move forward, etc. And so I'm encouraging you today to find your faith in the midst of your chaos. And all you have to do to find your faith is make a decision that you're going to use the faith that God has given each and every last one of us. That's it. You've got to be willing to use the faith that God has called each and every last one of us to. It's so important that we do that. And you can find that faith by trusting God, not by what you can see, but by what God has said that you can have. Not by what you can see, but by what God said you could have. And so if you're having problems and situations and issues on your job, in your home, you can find the faith of God in the midst of that chaos. You have to be willing to use the faith that God has given you in order to dispel the chaos that is around you. You have to use the faith that God has given you in order to dispel the chaos that is around you. And so when we're looking at it, if you're just chiming in, this is Faith Focus Fridays, and I'm Dr. Lakita, and I'm so excited to be able to come to you on this Friday to talk about finding faith in chaos. Your chaos is usually the appetite by which you have fed through disbelief and fear and untruth. But you can dispel all of that simply by grabbing hold to your faith and suggesting to your own self that you will obey that which it is that God has called you to. Be not disheartened at the things that you see, but trust God in all that you can and all that you will. Everything will work itself out for your good, but you have to be willing to look at chaos in the way in which it is. It is an opportunity for you to find your faith in God and to rely on the one true Savior who is able to save your soul and your spirit. And so we come to you on this Faith Focus, pray that you've gotten a few nuggets about finding faith in chaos, that you be not moved and so removed from the things of God, but that you be strengthened and encouraged about standing in the presence of God and relinquishing your own will so that God's will is the ultimate place and space in your heart. God bless you, and God keep you is always my prayer.